The Bible says that Satan can appear as an angel of light. Indeed, many follow demons when they think they're following God. History will climax in a great struggle of good and evil. The outcome is foreordained. Jesus will return and vanquish Satan, his demons, and all who followed them into believing what the Bible calls the lie, a lie promoted by media luminaries such as Oprah Winfrey. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, join us for a one-on-one time with Erwin Lutzer as we sum up the threat posed by what is called the new spirituality. More than 100 million Americans claim no allegiance to a church, synagogue, or temple. Many, perhaps the majority, are pursuing some form of what we'll call spirituality, hoping to connect with something greater than themselves. They're looking for meaning, seeking some higher purpose to fill their inner emptiness and persistent longings for peace. And they're being told they can do this without believing doctrines, without acknowledging their sins, and without having to commit to believing anything specific. So begins Dr. Erwin Lutzer's new book on Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth. We're happy to have Erwin Lutzer in the studio with us today. And Pastor, I know you'll agree that Oprah Winfrey is a powerful proponent of the new spirituality. She has numerous guests on her show talk about the New Earth classes she and Eckhart Tolle lead on the internet. Here's a sample from one of Oprah's programs.
One of the most asked questions about a new earth is, will it interfere with my religious beliefs? What do you say to that?
Well, I don't see why it would. It's not a belief system. It's not another belief system that we have to lay on top of anything we believe in. It's actually, it's almost like saying, will putting a spoonful of honey in my tea wreck the tea? It's really a sweetener. If you are a religious person and you practice like what Jim Carrey was talking about previously, being fully present and alive in the moment,
yeah.
And let's say your moment is church,
yeah.
Or the mosque or temple, wow, that's just going to make it even better. So
it's the honey in the tea.
It's the honey in the tea. It's sugar in the coffee.
Sugar in the coffee.
Pastor Lutzer, how do you react to what you've just heard?
Well, very interesting and, of course, very compelling to a lot of people. But just think of what it is that we've heard, Dave. Here's somebody saying, in effect, that it doesn't matter what you believe, doesn't matter what religion you belong to, or if you prefer, no religion. But somehow this New Age philosophy, the new spirituality, is going to help you. Very, very deceptive. Because obviously the Bible is very clear that we have to believe specific doctrines about Christ, about sin, about God, and all of these are redefined. They are either negated or they are redefined in the new spirituality. And here's Oprah Winfrey with millions of people watching and listening and really being deceived about the nature of reality, the nature of God, the nature of redemption. It's tragic.
Pastor, what led you to probe into this modern-day phenomenon in the first place?
Well, first of all, because so many people are, of course, listening to Oprah Winfrey. And I need to say here at the beginning, Dave, that she's done an awful lot of good. I mean, we're talking about a school in Africa. We're speaking about huge gifts to charitable organizations. Because she experienced abuse in her own life as she was growing up, she's very sensitive to people who've been through a lot. The problem is this new spirituality. And when I began to read and to discover that Eckhart Tolle, for example, who was heavily promoted by Oprah, when I began to read what he was teaching and then to hear people even in the church say things like this, well, we have a daughter who is reading what Marianne Williamson is teaching. At that time, I began to realize that there's something really huge here. And we're talking here, David, about millions and millions of copies of these books flying off the shelves. People are reading, they are intrigued, and many of them are believing.
Pastor, who are some of the guests Oprah has on who espouse the new spirituality?
Well, I've already mentioned some of them. Eckhart Tolle, of course, The Power of Now was his first book. And then the New Earth, which is the one that I concentrate on more in my book on Oprah Winfrey and the guests that she has, Oprah, Miracles and the New Earth. Marianne Williamson, now this is very interesting. She wrote a book entitled A Return to Love. And this book is based on an earlier work, a long book, perhaps nearly 1,000 pages, entitled A Course in Miracles. And so Marianne Williamson has popularized this course. I have read a good deal of the Course in Miracles because of the need for me to study it in light of the fact that I was going to write and preach on this. And I need to say that it is very convoluted and incredibly anti-Christian. And what happened is this woman who wrote that book by the name of Helen Schuckman, who is now deceased, she wrote it with automatic writing. It says at the beginning that, a spirit guide came to her and she was but the scribe to write what she was told to write by this inner voice. And Dave, in case we don't get a chance to mention this later, I should say that she wrote the words, "Don't make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross." Now here's the point. Yes, Helen Schuckman is deceased, but it is Marianne Williamson who popularizes her ideas, and she's been on Oprah and so forth. Another guest is Rhonda Byrne, who wrote the book The Secret, and it is an incredible book. The fact that people would believe it boggles my mind. It is so narcissistic. As a matter of fact, it says things like, "The stars shine for you. Everything, the ocean ebb and flows for you. You are the center of everything." And Rhonda Byrne says that you are God in the flesh. Now, these are the kind of guests that Oprah has had on, promoting their ideas, selling their books, and the impact is absolutely enormous.
Oprah makes no bones now about what she believes, having been a Baptist at one time. Let's take a listen to what she now espouses.
Yes, I'm Christian too, and I got that a long time ago. I mentioned this also in this book called Discover the Power Within You by Eric Butterworth, where he talks about the Christ consciousness. And up until then, I was like you, Margit. I thought Jesus came, died on the cross, that Jesus' being here was about his death and dying on the cross, when it really was about him coming to show us how to do it, how to be, to show us the Christ consciousness that he had, and that consciousness abides with all of us.
Yes.
That's what I got.
Yes.
That's what I got.
Yes.
Thank you. Margit, we'll be right back.
Boy, some powerful words there, Pastor Lutzer.
Oh, powerful. And how deceptive. The fact is that what Oprah was taught when she attended a Baptist church was absolutely right. It is all about his death. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. But notice the shift that has taken place. First of all, the focus of Jesus Christ is not the cross, it's not redemption. Secondly, he is but our example. But furthermore, she's talking about the Christ consciousness which supposedly exists in everyone. So that's why Oprah can say it really doesn't matter what path you take, you can get to God on your own path, because Jesus has been drained of all of his uniqueness. He no longer is special in that sense. He may be special as an example, but he's not special as a savior. And in those simple phrases that have just been said, Oprah has undermined the gospel and given a very, very false gospel to millions of people.
Pastor Lutzer, the Bible talks about doctrines of demons. How do you understand that phrase, and what evidence is there that the new spirituality dabbles in such doctrines?
Excellent question. And the answer is that the doctrine of demons is not just a doctrine about demons. It is a doctrine that is promoted by demons. And when you stop to think of it, when people begin to get into the spirit world, when they begin to talk about a transformation of consciousness where they go into this other unseen spiritual dimension, that they do it through their consciousness, you are actually into occultism. Because remember, it is Satan and demons that exist in that spiritual world. Yes, there are good angels too, but the Bible warns us that we should never contact angels. And of course, God exists in that realm. The problem is, Dave, if you don't go to God in the prescribed way, namely through Jesus Christ, to deal with the issue of sin, If you begin to go into your consciousness through meditation and through trying to have this spirit of detachment so that you get into the other realm, when you begin to do that, you are actually into occultism. That's why there are a lot of people in the new spirituality who, first of all, have been blinded actually by Satan, and secondly, when they want to get out of it, suddenly they discover that they are in for a spiritual struggle and hassle because they have been deceived, and that is what I think the doctrine of demons is all about.
Dr. Lutzer, many people these days are afraid. They're afraid about the future. They're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid of what changes the new government might bring. They're afraid the economy might collapse. Could it be that the new spirituality offers some solace to those living in fear of what tomorrow may bring?
Oh, yes. If you're told that you can change your thoughts and you can move from fear to serenity and peace, if you get into this other dimension and if you understand the nature of new spirituality's conversion experience, why, of course, that's very attractive. And I've talked to people who have tried it, and they say that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Oprah's program has many testimonies of transformed lives. The problem with many of these testimonies is, number one, they don't last, and number two, even if they do, eternity is coming. And unless you deal with the issue of sin and your relationship with God, you've been deceived, even if positive thinking and thinking different thoughts has helped you some along the way.
Pastor Lutzer, it seems the apostasy or falling away that we now see was predicted in the New Testament. Are we supposed to accept the inevitable as Christians, or should we in any sense be proactive to try to stem the tide that's overwhelming the culture?
Dave, the reason I wrote the book Oprah Miracles in the New Earth is to help people, to give them a sense of discernment, so that no matter who the next guest might be on Oprah's program, they would be qualified to be able to analyze and look for those telltale signs of the new spirituality, which is really occultism. But there was another reason why I wrote it, and that is so that we might be able to witness intelligently. So that ask people, I have some questions in the book that I suggest people ask. Ask someone, where are you on your spiritual journey? Just let them talk, and you listen. And as you listen, God will give you opportunities to share with them the truth. Of course, we can expect apostasy in the last time, but should we simply shrug our shoulders and accept it? No, we should be vigorously defending the faith once given to the saints, but we need to do so understanding what is being said by popular teachers that we've been discussing.
And one way to do that would be to read Pastor Lutzer's book, Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth. In just a moment, you'll find out how you can have a copy in your hands. Thank you, Dr. Lutzer, for your time today.
Thanks, Dave, and God bless.
Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. A copy of Pastor Lutzer's book, Oprah, Miracles, and the New Earth, is waiting for you. This Moody Publishers book brings the new spirituality into sharp focus and will be sent to you as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. That's Running to Win, Box 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Ever wonder why the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper? Join us Monday for a series on the life of Job, God, Why Me? On our next Running to Win.